Now, this song I haven't sung since 1963 when I was working for Bill Monroe. And of course, we did it every night when I was working for him. And so I should be in good practice, but it's been since 63 that I sang this song. So expect anything, you know. And it's one about that he wrote about his Uncle Pen Vandiver. And it's entitled Uncle Pen.
Hi, everybody. It's Todd Conklin. This is a pre-accident podcast, a safety moment. And the topic of the safety moment by special request, thank you very much, is the idea of post-job briefings. Now, I started with the Del McCoury clip of one of my favorite songs, Uncle Pen. And I love how Del McCoury talks about doing a job every night, but he hadn't done it since 63, and there could be surprises. What would you say if I started this safety moment, this operational excellence moment, by saying this statement? Planning for the work you're going to do begins with a post-job briefing of the work you just completed. In fact, I'm going to suggest to you that when you look at the job wheel, plan, do, check, act, kind of the classic Baconian scientific method, we have it wrong. That planning doesn't start until we engage learning from past jobs. And the only way we can engage learning from past jobs is to create a moment where we, in fact, go out and gather information about how work happened. Now, you know by this point in this journey that in order for us to prevent accidents, we have to study how safe work is accomplished. That's really important to what we want to do. And to do that, one of the very best tools we can do is ask some post-job questions. They're not very difficult, but they're incredibly important for us to ask. And those post-job questions really are as simple as what went right, what went wrong, what hazards did we find, which ones did we miss, and what surprised you. But what's important is creating an opportunity and a value set amongst your workers for the importance of post-job briefing. Now, I work with a lot of drilling and completion people in oil and gas, and one of the things that I think is remarkable is because of the way their work is set up and because of the way they actually do the job, they have to brief the crew that follows them on the status of the operations before they actually make the handoff. Now, what's interesting about that is I'm going to suggest that drilling and completion guys, for the most part, have a really strong debrief culture. And it's built into their work by the way they do their job. I think there's much we can learn about that. I think one of the challenges most of us have is that our notion of post-job is the day's done and we go home. In fact, what I think we should build in is an opportunity for us to really leverage what we learned the day before. What's new, what's different, what's dumb, what's dangerous, and how can we build that into the pre-job planning, the toolbox talk, before the next day starts. Now, we can talk about this a lot more, and we probably should, but for this safety moment, I think the idea that we experiment with ways to gather that post-job information is the challenge I want to leave you with. Build in time to learn how the work happened yesterday before you start the work today. Whether you do that at the end of the day, which is perfect, or whether you do it at the beginning of the next day, which is also perfect, we want to leverage the opportunity of understanding how work happens when we're successful. That's the safety moment for today. I hope you enjoyed it immensely. In case you're wondering, I'm going to go ahead and leave Uncle Pen in completion at the end of this safety moment because I think everybody ought to have a chance to hear Uncle Pen. Tom Garrett, this is for you. Thanks for listening. Have fun. Do something great and learn something every day. And for goodness sakes, be safe.
sing.